Today's coronavirus update. New York State has suffered the largest single-day increase in its death toll from coronavirus. The city reported 731 deaths on Monday, taking the total death toll to higher than those killed in the 9/11 terrorist attack. Over 138,000 out of more than 398,000 US coronavirus cases have come from New York State alone, which has become a hotspot for the virus since it was first reported at the start of March. New York City alone has more cases than the UK and Australia combined.
Now, what about the situation in Australia?
South Australia's second death has taken the national toll to 50. A 62-year-old Adelaide woman died at the Royal Adelaide Hospital after contracting the virus on the Ruby Princess cruise ship, the single biggest source of coronavirus infections in Australia. Victoria confirmed its 12th death earlier this morning, and the total number of cases has now reached 5,895. The numbers continue to climb, however, over one-sixth of cases have recovered.
And overseas, another high-profile victim of the virus.
Yes, much loved US Grammy-winning folk singer and songwriter John Prine has died from coronavirus complications. The 73-year-old rose to prominence in Chicago's folk revival scene in the 1970s, was admired by fellow singer-songwriters Bob Dylan and Kris Kristofferson. He was originally intending to travel to Australia to appear at the Byron Bay Blues Festival, which of course has been cancelled.
Now, yesterday, COVID-19 was briefly pushed from the number one headline spot by the High Court result in the Pell case, and more on that today.
Yes, the High Court has acquitted Cardinal George Pell, but he's still threatened by civil lawsuits. Alleged victims and their families are among those planning to launch lawsuits against Australia's highest-ranking Catholic.
Now, Western Australia is reporting a silver lining to the COVID crisis.
Yes. Police in WA are reporting a definite and distinct drop in crime since COVID-19 emergency. Statistics are down as much as 40% in some areas, despite police resources being stretched across the state for enforcing quarantine measures. Although less crime is being reported, though, family violence has risen about 5%. The Deputy Commissioner says it's unclear if the rise in call-outs is a result of self-isolation measures. And finally, South Australia has become the first state to completely house homeless people, and we've got more to come on tomorrow's program about that.